Singapore today nearly doubled the number of people quarantined to contain the spread of a deadly disease that has killed more than 50 people worldwide. In Hong Kong, schools have closed because of the suspected virus, known as Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, or SARS. In China, where the disease is believed to have originated, life goes on normally. Authorities in Beijing had not even confirmed that its hundreds of cases of atypical pneumonia were indeed SARS. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Chinese officials have said virtually nothing about the outbreak of atypical pneumonia that's been taking place mainly in the southern province of Guangdong, bordering Hong Kong, since last November. It fell to the head of a visiting delegation of the World Health Organization, Dr. John McKenzie, to announce today what has been suspected outside China for weeks.
We were able to be pretty certain that most of the cases of atypical pneumonia that the Chinese authorities had recognized from mid-November until the end of February were indeed cases of SARS. So SARS has been known, if you like, since mid-November.
The trouble is, it's now late March. News programs in Hong Kong, Singapore and around the region have been broadcasting nightly updates on the disease's spread, together with health tips from the authorities. Beijing has until recently banned any media coverage. The citizens of Guangdong province were all too aware that something was happening back in November when people started dying. But they, like most Chinese still, had no information. Just this week, the Chinese government admitted an almost threefold increase in cases in Guangdong, up to nearly 800, and a tenfold increase in deaths, up to over 30. Yesterday, they said there are 10 cases now in Beijing, but reports about those cases in local newspapers insisted the situation is under control. The WHO team says it wants to visit Guangdong and is awaiting permission. The five foreign doctors were diplomatic in their responses to questions about a Chinese cover-up that has affected the whole world. John McKenzie preferred instead to give the good news, at least a first step, he said, towards more openness.
China has agreed to provide updates from all provinces on a regular basis, in real time, to WHO. This is a very major, I believe, advance from the Chinese authorities. We have met today with the Vice Minister, and there's no question that he has fully realized and is fully cognizant of the importance of the global situation and China's role in the global situation.
Members of the team put some of the problems down to inefficiencies in an old-fashioned communist-style system. Other experts have pointed to ingrained cultural issues, which prevent local officials from reporting bad news to their superiors for fear of being criticized and losing face. Whatever the reason, the WHO team admitted the numbers in Guangdong are likely to rise. There are already more registered cases in China than in all the other countries of the world put together. Experts say with increasing mobility within China, some 100 million migrant workers on the move, there are bound to be many, many more cases, as yet unknown. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.